You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Lena Roberts. This is Did We Break the End of the World from Defying Doomsday, Part 5. It takes only a couple of hours of wandering through the local suburban wasteland before Jin accepts that he's going to spend another night at the creepy foster mother house. He's going to need some of those buried supplies to make it to the next market, now that he's flying solo. The sky is still bright when Jin lets himself into the back garden. The days are getting longer as they head into summer, only there isn't a they anymore. Only there's a hunched figure sitting on the heap of squashed cardboard boxes over their food bank. And Jin shouldn't be surprised. Of course the others would come back here. They need supplies as much as he does. Billy jumps to his feet and starts talking at Jin too fast, the words spilling out of his mouth and into the air. It's fascinating to watch, except that Jin can't make head nor tail of the frantic gabble. Jin pinches at his ears to show he's running on silence. Billy mimes putting the aids back in, pissed off and impatient. Then he shoves a pink post-it at Jin for him to read. We're waiting by the gate, get a move on. Jin reads it through and then gropes for the aides. Okay, so they left him a note. He should have stopped to read it. That doesn't mean he can't be pissed off about the other stuff. Once his aides are in and turned on, Billy's staring at him, like he doesn't know how to start talking. You had plenty to say a minute ago, Jin grumbles. Billy nods, runs his hands through his tangled dark hair, awkward as hell, and then he leans in and, oh, apparently they're doing this without words. He tastes of stale coffee and fresh strawberries. When did Aisha trade for those? And one kiss isn't enough for Jin. So he slides one hand into the front pocket of Billy's ragged jeans and curls the other arm up around his neck so they can press up against each other, kissing fiercely with teeth and tongue and a whole lot of heat. He's angry, still so angry. But apparently that doesn't get in the way of kissing, not at all. Finally, they lean against each other, catching their breaths. So we have to talk, says Billy in a low rumble. Not about this, well, maybe about this, but not first. Jin pulls back to see Billy's lips more easily. Even with the aids, lip reading helps to make better sense of the sounds. Also, he likes looking at Billy's mouth. Did we break the end of the world? One night only, State Stadium, New Year's Eve? Jin repeats the words he saw scrawled on the wall behind the school. He feels stupidly kiss-drunk. And maybe if Billy feels the same way, this is his one chance to get answers. Billy nods carefully, then looks beyond Jin to the back door of the house. Aisha is standing there, waiting for them. We have a lot to tell you, she says. If you boys can take time out from your vital make-out session. Oh, says Jin. So now you want to talk? Aisha raises her eyebrows, unimpressed. They could have stood there all day, out staring each other. But Billy threads his fingers into Jin's, and it's so hard to be angry when things like that keep happening. Okay, Jin relents. Talk. He shouldn't give them another chance. He knows that, and yet he doesn't want to lose this. Not unless he's sure. There's nothing left here to save. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. Next week is the last installment of poor angsty Jin, of Did We Break the End of the World? And then after that, we'll be starting a brand new Castle Charming serial. If you haven't caught up on the Castle Charming stories, then Glass Slipper Scandal and the sequel, Wow, there is a sequel. I can't remember what it's called. It's been a really long week. Glass Slipper Scandal and its sequel, Dance Princess Dance. I totally didn't have to Google my own book to tell you what it was called. Anyway, both of those serials are available here on the podcast if you want to listen to them for free, or you can purchase them as ebooks if you want to read them faster than that to catch up before the new Castle Charming serial begins. Or if you're a Patreon supporter, you can just download both those books for free, so along with lots of others. So that's a cool bonus. The serials, I'm sure you can read them or listen to them without having caught up on the previous versions of the stories, but most of the people I know prefer to read things in the right order. I don't understand it myself, but if you want to, they're right there. Dance Princess Dance, you'll have to scroll back through the episodes of the podcast to the beginning of 2017, and Glass Slipper Scandal is from all the way back, early, middle 2016. You might have to scroll through some pages, but it's all there if you want to listen to those stories. Yes, so one more week of this, and then we start the exciting new Castle Charming serial, which I have not yet finished writing, which should surprise none of you by now. See you next week.